Hey, everybody. This is a tale of how Frostproof Florida got its name. And, as usual, it's bound up in the history of citrus in Florida. More than one citrus luminary came out of Frostproof, Lat Maxey, who reportedly sold his grove for a staggering $5 million in the 1950s, and the Griffin family's most famous member, Orange Baron Ben Hill Griffin Jr. But before all that, Frostproof didn't have a name, or at least, not an official one. During the little freezes of the late 1880s, there was one area of Central Florida groves that, by some quirk, survived the cold with no damage in Polk County. On the higher sand hills of Keystone City, Joe Carson, from one of the founding families of the city, noticed that those orange trees were more resistant to frosts than the low-lying trees. Keystone was a young city, and the Postal Service rejected the name because there was already another name in Florida that was too similar. The postmaster, W.H. Overocker, asked citizens to submit a new name so they could open a post office. They settled on Lakemont, but Joe Carson, who had just gotten his real estate license, thought to name it Frostproof to better market the area to orange growers. Overruled on the choice of name, Carson then very nicely volunteered to hand-deliver the application. Unbeknownst to Overocker, Carson took that opportunity to change the name on the application. So the city became Frostproof, and as residents wanted a post office open as soon as possible, Overocker decided it would be too much trouble to apply to change the name to Lakemont. Once the freezes of the late 1890s hit, the lie of the city's name embarrassed residents, since frosts had hit their groves just as hard as they had elsewhere in Florida. They had the name changed to Lakemont in 1897, only to have Carson successfully campaign to change it back again to Frostproof in 1906. As the determined Carson was quoted as saying, "A thousand other places have names beginning with lake. There is but one Frostproof in the known world." And that's the story of how Frostproof got its name, lost its name, and gained it back once again. If you enjoyed the story, check out my book, Florida Oranges, A Colorful History, which will be released on September 30th. Thanks for listening.